Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And just a quick programming note, we are waiting to hear from the press conference between President Trump and President Putin. And when that becomes available, we will be going to it. But we have no indication of when that will be starting. We assume we're getting a little bit close. But so we're going to soldier on here, and then we'll catch up later. How's that sound? But in the meantime, we are very, very happy to have our friends from the Hoosick Blooms Garden and Farm Tour, which offers a personal introduction to the beautiful and bountiful countryside of the Hoosick, New York region, while benefiting the Civicure Fund to renovate the historic woodblock building on Main Street in Hoosick Falls. I was so excited to have these folks on for a couple of reasons. One, because what they're doing is really, really neat. Two, it gives me an opportunity to say the word nip moose. This Saturday, July 21st, from 9 to 4, six private diverse gardens and farms will welcome visitors on a driving tour and a demonstration, as well as a presentation by featured artist and botanical illustrator Wendy Hollander, whose work is just gorgeous. It's all going to be held at the unique historic barns of Nip Moose, a box lunch option prepared by Brown's Brewing Company's Willumsack Tap Room and served at the Nip Moose Barns will complete a very rural community celebration. Civicure President Barbara Sussman is here. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
We are also thrilled to welcome the event co-chairs Kelly Brown and Marianne Zwickelbauer. Thank you very much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, so let us begin. So Kelly, let's begin with you. How did all of this get started?
Well, I love to garden, and I have the honor of being a part of Civicure's board. So together with those two tasks, I came up with the very outrageous idea to have a garden tour. And I am lucky enough to live in the Hoosick area. I live in West Hoosick, and my garden's going to be part of the tour. But I happen to have a lot of friends who are very talented gardeners. So I sort of, for this first time around, handpicked all of my favorite gardeners in their gardens to highlight. And they all said yes to me. So I've got some good friends out there.
So I think we can extrapolate from your experience of how the others feel of having people/strangers come to your garden and check it out.
Yeah, so a lot of weeding and a lot of watering.
Yeah.
And a lot of unclean laundry in my household, I have to say, Joe, because everybody's walking around wearing clean clothes, and I say, I'm out in the garden. There's been a lot of hours and a lot of wonderful work. I feel just at home out in my garden and beautifying it and just feel so proud of it, so very thrilled to share it with others.
Marianne, talk about some of these gardens because they are absolutely beautiful. And as I mentioned in the introduction, they are very diverse, aren't they?
Yes, they're all quite unique unto themselves. We have an functioning organic farm. And so we have mushroom log yards, permaculture, hugelkultur. It's a way of gardening so that you're bringing your flowers, your fruit trees, and your vegetables all together in plantings that help retain water and are less maintenance. That is one of the unique things about us. The nice thing about the gardens in Hoosick is really the scenery around it. Also, we have one of the most scenic areas in upstate, and in West Hoosick, where Kelly's garden is, you have these gorgeous expanses of pastoral beauty. Is just a gorgeous area to drive through. And then you drive from West Hoosick to East Hoosick, where I am, and the East Hoosick side of things are all looking up towards the Adirondacks, down towards the Berkshires, and of course the Green Mountains over in Vermont. And you can see almost a 360 view from two of those gardens. And so not only are the gardens themselves gorgeous, but the surrounding area is just unbelievably beautiful.
We noted at the beginning of this that this is all to raise funds for Civicure, and We also mentioned that the president is with us. So tell us about CivicCure and ultimately what you do, and then we'll get to how this helps your efforts.
Okay. Well, CivicCure's mission, CivicCure was founded in the year 2000. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to the revitalization of the greater Hoosic community through active stewardship of our rich heritage and rural environments.
All right.
And the art that inspired them.
Excellent.
And to that note, Grandma Moses was discovered in Hoosic Falls. Grandma Moses's paintings, which are very pictorial, show off those beautiful hills. And so I am so excited to be here and to have the opportunity on the radio to invite people to come and explore those hills, which are just on the eastern side of the Rensselaer County. And I just am so excited that so many gardeners agreed to open up their beautiful gardens and show off their talents, because our rich cultural environment includes the farmers as well as the artists who have all come to this area.
So the project that this will, the project that you're working on now that this will go toward is what?
Our key initiative is the woodblock building, which is the center cornerstone of the Hoosic Falls Village. It's a big building built by Walter A. Wood, who was the manufacturer of the mowing and reaping machinery. It was built in 1880, and the two upper floors have been unused and unaltered for all these years. And he built an opera house in the 1880s, and we are so lucky that it is not been changed. So when you go upstairs, you see the old ticket booth, and you have a floor which is American chestnut. The acoustics upstairs are remarkable. So we have this little jewelry box upstairs, that I call it a jewelry box, that we need to restore. We received a grant for the roof, and we have to match the grant. New York State Main Street grant gave us a grant of $150,000 for the roof. We need to raise another $50,000. All of this funding is going towards that matching grant so we can stop the leaks that are there, that all
stop
winter.
Stop the leaks.
Stop the leaks. We've been going upstairs and we've been protecting that floor, and we're so lucky that it is still level.
What's in the first floor now?
The first floor are all offices, and we have, and we're so happy as a nonprofit to now own the building, because that gives us a little bit of revenue so that we can pay some staff, which we never had before. So we are so excited about the ownership of the building. We bought the building after 10 years of fundraising. Thank you all who have supported us in the past. We've owned the building just 1 year without a mortgage, thanks to all of our supporters.
You know, this is obviously downtown in the village of Hoosic Falls. I was not even in relation to this segment, but I was driving over the weekend through Hoosic Falls. The architecture of that village is stunning. Absolutely stunning.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful. I mean, now a lot of it, you know, as you well know, needs work. But my God, is a beautiful building.
And we have young people coming in. There's new businesses that have opened up in Hoosic, and we're so excited. We've got a coffee shop, and we've got a new shop opening up, and
the coffee shop is lovely.
It's fantastic. And then we have
Are you right across from that?
We're right across.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then we have Ugel's, which is also a beautiful wood-fired pizza and a gallery. It's coming alive. It's so exciting. After a long period of being asleep, we are seeing the revitalization of our downtown, our beautiful village. And we welcome all of you to please come and explore.
Now, to bring this full circle, I think this idea of a driving tour and looking at gardens and the rural characteristics of Hoosic as well as the village and how they are so interrelated is fascinating.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. And the best part, I always love lunch. Food always works into a perfect day for me. And we're going to have a box lunch made by Brown's Brewing Company that is available at the Knit Moose Barns. And that's an additional cost to the ticket price. But to have a lunch and spread out at the beautiful historic Knit Moose Barns is really
Now, you're
quite
right
special.
On the you're under the bridge.
Under the bridge,
coming
by
into,
the river, down by,
by
the river.
River, down by the river, and your location is absolutely stunning. And I
Thank
assume
you.
Now you were able to renovate that and to make that. But that was a project and a half.
That was a project. So I see a lot of potential here in the building. Where others see work, I see, wow, we've got this. We've got this, the referring to the woodblock building. It has beautiful bones, and it has a lot of the original architecture, a lot of the original moldings and beautiful acoustics. It's all right there. It just needs some TLC and a little bit of money.
Sure. That always helps, doesn't it? When it comes to the gardens and what people, the best way to make a day of it, how do you have suggestions for people, the best way to get around on the tour?
Well, I think it depends on which direction you're coming from. But if you're coming from the Albany area or the Troy area, you would head out Route 7 and start in the West Hoosick end of things. The map is available with your ticket and online also. And the ticket is actually a beautiful little button that you'll wear the day of the event. And I think Kelly's house is probably the great place to start. And then very, very near her is the Vallone home and farm. And then I would go to Knitmoose, see the barns, have lunch, and then head over to East Hoosick. And obviously, if you're heading from Bennington, you'd be working in the opposite direction.
So as you mentioned, the pin will get you what you need. And if you we're going to be giving out a civicure.org is the website, and you can find out information of how to get your pin and to find out more information about the event. I'll give that out at the end of the segment as well. Real quick though, I do want to get in just the moment or two that we have, and that is Wendy Hollander. And because I assume the artwork here all comes from Wendy Hollander.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Wendy has graciously donated her whole day to our organization. She's coming up from Accord, New York, and she's going to spend the day with us. She's going to be traveling the gardens with her easel and doing demonstrations throughout the day, and she'll be available at lunchtime to give a presentation on her botanical illustrations.
What is Knitmoose Barns? Anyone?
I actually don't know the name of their not-for-profit.
It
you,
is
Barbara?
The Persistence Foundation, and Knitmoose Barns is a beautiful collection of historic barns of the region, and the founder of Knitmoose Barns has been researching how barns are made and looking at the different cultural heritage. A Scottish barn is different from a German barn because of the way that the post and beams are put together. So she has taken the oldest barn in Rensselaer County and has moved it. It was not intact. She moved it, and then she actually had somebody do it the same way. He hand-hewn the different beams. You have now a fully restored oldest barn, Scottish barn of the region, and the history of it. So going to Knitmoose Barns is a real introduction to what different cultures brought to the region, and she has preserved it, and they are beautifully displayed. We asked her to please put the display up so visitors can also enjoy that while they're there.
This all takes place Saturday, July 21st from 9 to 4, 6 private diverse gardens and farms will be on display. They have this driving tour and a demonstration as well as a presentation by Wendy Hollander and the optional box lunch from Brown's Brewing. A wonderful, wonderful event. You can find out more by going to civicure.org. Civic, CIVICURE.org. Also, if you go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, there will be a link to Civicure there as well. It's civicure.org. It's 9 to 4 this coming Saturday, July 21st. Barbara Sussman, Kelly Brown, Marianne Zwickelbauer, I thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
It's been a lot of fun.
One more word.
Yes.
The Civicure building, the woodblock building, will be open all day that day. So you can stop by there if you get lost, if you need any help. I am there.
If you need a bathroom.
If you need a bathroom.
And if you need to buy last-minute tickets, just come to the building. It's 5 Main Street. It's 1 to 5 Main Street. It's the biggest building in town, in the center of town. I'll be there.
It is civicure.org for more information. Have a beautiful time.
Thank you
very much
so
for sharing with us. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.